the east side of the road. We had the garden wire, so he shouldn't go out in the road, but he jumped the wire sometimes. And he followed his airmen up the road, and they must have kicked him sometimes. He didn't like airmen after. They remember, don't they, animals?
And uniforms?
Yes, he didn't like it. But he never used to growl and bark at anybody. He'd bark at people at the door, but he'd never go for them.
Mm.
They could come to the door, but he wouldn't bite them with anything. And the latter part of his life, he'd let people come in. Now, he was a very good house dog before, but he'd never bite, but he'd bark. And he wouldn't allow them to come in, but he stood at the door and kept them out. Last night he stopped in till nearly 10, on this chair he was. And I'd gone to bed and I thought, oh, my lads will put him in the washhouse when he comes. But now he meowed and I had carried on. I had to come down and loose him out. My lad was 8, and so I had to come down and loose him out, and off he went.
Did he bring you rats every morning?
He's brought a lot lately. There's been huts across this road, and they've sold them.
Mm.
And they've been taking them down. And I suppose one was a cookhouse, see. And the rats have got to find a new home, and he's been catching them. We used to be swarmed, shouldn't we?
Mm.
Horrible things.
Do they catch birds?
Yes, that's what I don't like. The other Sunday I thought he'd got a bird. He had a bird first, and he brought it in the house, and I took it off him.
Mm.
And the next time I went to take this, I thought he'd got another bird. It was a live rat. And a big one at that. It was quite as long as that. I thought, oh my word, a live rat in my house. I think that's horrible, don't you?
Mm.
And he loosed it, and I made him catch it. He caught it again. I made him take it out, and then I killed it.
Mm.
Tom Castle, in the Tom village.
Mm.
Well, there was an old lady lived there, and Lord Bradford told her she'd got to come out from there because she lived alone. And he said it wasn't nice for her to be there by herself, because the new road was going by. So that's what I wondered, you know, whether it would come on the main road.
Mm.
Of course, they might be on the coming at the back of it or something. But he had to move from the convent lodge because he said there'd be a lot of men working round, and it wasn't safe for an old lady to be by herself there. I don't know where the new road's coming, really. Bought it off some people. I don't know whether it was Vernon's.
Mm.
Vernon's used to live there. And what else was there? Arkley's were there, the last, but they rented it off Lord Bradford. But Vernon's owned it. And there's some more people. What was there? Durant lived there after the Vernon, and then they sold it, the Durant sold it to Lord Bradford. Else Lord Bradford didn't own Tong Estate at one time. It was like, not the castle and around there, it was the Durant. It's all in ruins now, he had it blown.